If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you, by supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall and show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
This is the tunnel?
Yeah, we're at the tunnel.
Hell yeah, man.
What's been going on?
Yo, legit though, like, technically the fact that the tape was a bit better.
What's like, going on in the New York City Underground? What's happening at the tunnel?
Oh man, the beat's about to drop.
I'm waiting for it. The most replayed moment is about to hit. This is where that rabbi's gonna hop out of the sewer grate.
Is this when Blade shows up?
Yeah.
I think it's a little before Blade showed up. Like 1995. Yeah. Oh, 1997.
Yeah.
Blade's almost here. There's definitely the blood of children that are gonna start
the rabbi
raining.
Waits to show up. I was about to say, so the blood starts sprinkling
from
the ceiling.
From the ceiling, and then the rabbi shows up in the tunnel. I don't know, you'd think all the Jews would be at the bank, not the tunnel. That's my little joke. Like, are all the Persians at the slime light? Like, who goes there?
No, you definitely like don't want to be at the limelight. They hate the limelight.
Yeah.
One, it's in a church, and two, they just don't want to be in the limelight.
Very old.
I'm on drugs!
Oh, dude, the fucking pacifier. I remember the scene. I fucking dude, look at the guy awkwardly.
Tunnel.
Dude, oh my god.
That was good stuff. Anyway,
So
I guess
vampire,
I know.
What is that?
I know we're getting the top. I know the top story today is like: is Bill Belichick in or out? Has he coached his last name in his last game in New England? But we're got to put that off now to talk about this Jew tunnel stuff first.
Haven't people been talking about Bill Belichick, whether he's going to retire or not for like 30 years?
I think they just talk about him because he has an alliterative name.
Well, it's because he coached the greatest quarterback of all time, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, he's one of the most successful coaches, I think. And like, so as a result.
And like, where does Bob Kraft's tunnel go? Doesn't go to like, he didn't tunnel any wins this year. He's a big Jew.
I don't even know who Bob Kraft is.
Bob Kraft is the owner of the Patriots. He's extremely Jewish. Anyway, I have one more. Yeah. I guess we might as well get to the top story.
Welcome to the Tunnel of Terror. Join us.
Okay, so that was the extent of my show prep. A tunnel video and that drop.
What is that from? Like, is that from like
Roseanne?
Sounds like Shredder.
It's from what?
It's from Roseanne.
Oh, okay.
When the little kid, really? Like, it's one of the trick or treat episodes.
It's like some Halloween episode.
Yeah, when they turn the house into a haunted house and he's dressed up like a little ninja.
Well, if I just type tunnel on Google, I actually get. Both of those things
were hard to find because if I search tunnel on YouTube, all I get is mysterious synagogue tunnel network. So I had to really.
I had to do my Google foo.
Okay, so literally. Every story related to tunnels has something to do with Jews.
Right.
They're talking about the Chabad tunnels, and they're talking about Hamas tunnels. Only one of those two tunnels is good. Hamas tunnels, yes. Chabad tunnels, no.
Oh, here's New York Post. Oh, this is video. They're calling it a mysterious 50-foot-long tunnel beneath the Brooklyn Synagogue that sparked a riot.
50 feet long. Okay.
So this is the video I saw where it's like, this is not the tunnel. Yes, this is the basement. All right, this is the basement. And then the tunnel is this.
Dude, here we go.
That is really gross.
And then he just sort of pans over here, and this is as far as we go. It was apparently designed to reach an abandoned women's mikveh. I thought a mikveh was for men. Oh, well, anyway.
I actually covered this. I did a bunch of research into this.
Do it again!
So I'll just do it again.
So did you discover that Jews just have this instinct to burrow in the ground like the vermin that they are? They just can't help themselves?
It does seem that's an element here. That seems to be at play here. So they're saying, apparently designed to reach an abandoned women's mikveh or ritual bath around the corner and expand the synagogue. Now, everybody is saying, now here we also have this footage here inside the synagogue itself, where the Jews start rioting.
Hold on,
Like there's Jews digging in my walls.
I'm just saying, like, there's no, like, very little details about the tunnel. Like, we're not going into the tunnel. Like, what?
Okay, so
like this is the extent.
I think I pieced it together.
The extent of the coverage the tunnel has really gotten, other than the techno music. It's like,
yeah.
Oh man.
Well, you to get more coverage, you need to go and look at Orthodox Jewish sites themselves, which I did that. So I have Yeshiva World. Now, where was that? It seems they've already taken it off the front page.
It's more like the Underworld.
You're right.
Yes, Yeshiva Underworld. We had a bunch of articles on this from a couple of different Jewish, like there's also Crown Heights Insider or something like that. Crownheights.info is another one to go to. And then YeshivaWorld.com. Let me see if I search tunnel on this site. What do I get? Does it actually come up? Let me just see if I can actually use the URL memory to get. Yeah, here we go. Shokin Lubavitch. Violent masochist Bulkrim.
Masochist?
Yeah, violent masochist Bulkrim. Literally, I'll send you. There's a ton of videos on this, so I might as well send you this link because they have a bunch of videos embedded on the page that we might find interesting. So this is from Yeshiva World. Masochist is apparently the sect of within Chabad Lubavitch, which was the sect of Jews who their chief rabbi, the seventh head rabbi of Chabad Lubavitch, was Rabbi Mendel Schneerson. And there's a subsect within it apparently that thinks that he was literally the Jewish Messiah.
Right.
And these are called masochists, and they are known troublemakers, apparently. And so here we also have the inside of the shul that is in the basement of 770 Eastern Parkway, which is the Rebbe's house. That's the house that Mendel Schneerson lived in, and they built this shabby looking synagogue underneath it. So that tunnel is in the basement. And then apparently it's in like the basement. Maybe that was that fucking abandoned mikveh. And then it tunnels to get into this synagogue. And the reasoning here is that these masochist Bulkrim is a, I guess, Yiddish for like young man or something like that. And it means unmarried rabbinical student. So these Jews, and a lot of them were from Israel. And apparently the ones that built this tunnel were from Israel. And the idea was that their claim is that they were being denied access, or that there wasn't enough room inside this shul for them all to get in, so they dug a tunnel to get in.
He's pepper spraying them back. Finally.
When these kikes ripped the wall down, and you see...
Did you see that?
You see right there, like, you see when they ripped down the wall, there's, like, entrance to the tunnel.
Yeah.
This looks like a swarm of rats.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
That's what it is. Now, there's something funny. I think there's another video where you see the Jew starting to tear down the siding there. And when he does tear it down, it's revealed that there's like a bunch of Jews in there.
Wait, I wonder if he's spraying pepper spray out there.
I was wondering about the whole, like, I heard noises. Like, this is the one case in history where you call the authorities and like, I think I got Jews in the walls, and you're not actually a paranoid schizo.
Yeah, I saw those tweets going around. Literally, that one guy. Like, I hear Yiddish coming from under my floors.
Jews in the wall here. So, Dude, you just keep scrolling because there's more. There's a ton of videos on this site, and you can see the progression. You see a Jew get up there.
Well, I'm trying to decide, like, what is this cop actually spray? Is it pepper spray, or is it like lobster bisque? Is it like wine that's more expensive than Manischewitz? Like, what's repelling these poor Jews? It can't just be pepper spray.
Yeah,
because it has no effect on the, like, usually you spray, like, you get a little blowback.
It's like bacon grease.
Yeah. Oh man, that would be delicious. Look at them. They just like that. Whatever that was, like that was the end of it. Like, he just hit the.
Oh man.
Like, this he found the magic item in the video game.
Hamas needs to be taking notes.
It's like PR disaster after PR disaster for these idiots.
Well, yeah. I mean, all right. So then, what do you got?
When you control the media, how disastrous really is the PR?
First things you play without sound. Yeah. This is the tunnel right here. So they tore up their.
There's a lot of these fucking kites.
So they tore up their own, like, wall here. And look at them coming out of it. Yeah, I just noticed that. I was looking at the panel like that.
Yeah, no, like I think. Well, you could see there's a point at which so then what happened is the tunnel was revealed somehow.
Yeah.
The city came in to basically fill it in with concrete, and a bunch of Jews went into the tunnel to occupy it, so they couldn't.
Right. Right.
And there's
a disgusting mattress.
Yeah, there's a mattress, and then look, there's Jews like in the tunnel. Like,
wait, he's still working on the tunnel. He's like, you can't arrest working. Me.
I'm not going to stop working.
He's got like a masonry hammer, and he's like, are they?
So my question is, like, my question is this:
this is Jew claws just digging away, burrowing.
I don't know if they if when they heard that they were going to be shutting it down, that they tore down the siding. Because if you keep scrolling, you see the siding intact, and you see the Jews starting to rip into it.
Are they breaking?
I don't know if that hole.
They're breaking through this wall. They're expanding this.
They're breaking
hole.
Through
okay.
into the tunnel.
It looks like, from the looks of it, it looks like at an earlier point in history, this opening was already opened up, and then they like did some shoddy stonework, and now they're knocking that stonework.
No, dude, if you keep scrolling down that page, you can see that very day they start ripping that siding off. Like, it's all intact. See,
God,
this Jew is just like starts
right.
Going
but
at
I mean,
it.
This structure, it seems to be there on purpose to hide that opening,
to hide the tunnel.
And that part of the opening. Had been opened and then it looks like closed back up, and now they're opening it again because they're in there with a hammer knocking all that stonework.
This is my question. Was that hole there, or did they knock through that day? I think
think they made it and they closed it back up, and then they're opening it back up today for some reason. I don't know,
because they heard that they were going to fill in the tunnel.
I guess so.
Is this a door behind there?
Is there a door behind this? Because this is like some really shoddy framework where this little bump out.
Yeah, that's easy to rip down. You can rip that down with
your
hands.
This bump out is like hollow, and it looks like there's a door right here. Let me watch that guy.
It doesn't match the surrounding paneling either.
Right. Is that a door?
That would mean that's like an
access way for these yids to get from their tunnel into their shul. Which would sort of verify what they were claiming, which is that
when they heard the tunnel
was going to be filled in, they started ripping down the false siding to expose it so a bunch of them could get in there to occupy it.
I'm just watching those two in the back.
I'm like, bro, you can rip that with your hands. Just grab it and pull. Like, that shit will come down. Like, that shit is, like, shoddy, like, fucking shitty, like, plastic fake wood.
Look at this kid with the fucking flip phone.
Their fucking temple is. Like, look how generally just, like, shabby and shitty this fucking shul is. There's another thing where they start throwing the pews.
So, how long until this image becomes an anti-Semitic meme?
Oh, it already is, dude. All of this stuff is an anti-Semitic meme. All right,
so we're over there now.
And there are Jews already gun-guarding and running cover.
Oh, that's not a door. What is that? I don't think that's an opening. It's something shrouded in black. Or is it an opening? The video is shitty, so I can't tell if that's an opening or something standing in front of it.
Yeah, you can't tell what that is. But it does look like that's false siding that is covering that was there
to just cover
the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to observe. I don't think you'll ever find a case of a American church having this kind of shit going on.
No, nor would you have an American church.
Dug a tunnel.
Now, you'll have some like shabby and shoddy American churches that look like garbage, but generally those are like black churches in like shitty areas. But like,
that's gross, man. I don't want to see that shit.
Oh, that's so gross. That is so gross.
What kind of Jew is that?
Is that a Mesochist? But, all right, so the story that the Jews are giving, I'll give you the story that the Jews are giving, which is that internal to Chabad Lubavitch, there is, first of all, there's like several different Jew sects involved.
See, they're opening this from the inside. Like, there's the regular foundation block up above, and then this was all like, looked like brickwork, and they're just knocking that out.
Yeah, you got like 2x4s screwed. So, blocks,
yeah, that's because like, that's for the that's to hold up the bump out of the paneling. Because probably normally that paneling would just go straight down, but
yeah, that would ordinarily before they built their tunnel. So here's my understanding. Okay, there's a dispute ongoing over 770 between two different sects of Jews, and that has prevented the expansion of the property. Now, there's an ongoing movement called the Expand 770 movement, some of which is adhered to by this sect of like Jews that think that Rabbi Moshiach, the Rabbi Schneerson, was the actual Moshiach, the Messiah. And then supposedly, though, the official leadership of Chabad Lubavitch doesn't believe it. Wait, who are these guys?
Well, these guys don't look like cops. And they're all reading their stupid Torah. Or something.
No, but there's two guys that don't. That one guy has like a fluorescent pink hat. They don't. That guy doesn't look like he's like one of these fucking weird Jews. But anyway.
More importantly, look how correct I am. So you have up on top, you have block. Down below, more block. In between, brick. So something's going on here. Like this was temporarily filled back in, and they just knocked it back out to go in there.
That's exactly what
to go
in
to go in there and occupy. Because now they're sitting in there, and that's what we were. That's what you were like supposing, surmising that this space was being used for to expand the synagogue or the shul or whatever. So they're in there studying, and it's like now it's like one of those Jewish rules. Like if I hang the plastic cable around the city,
exactly
the entire thing is my benaus. Like if I have a tunnel that extends from the shul, that's all the shul too.
Exactly,
and that's how we expand 770.
If it extends from it, then I'm actually still like inside of it. And so basically the whole point was that these Mesochist Jews from Israel felt like there's not enough room inside the shul or there's restricted access to it because of like building code. So on some level, this was a very libertarian thing that they did because it was to evade like building codes or something like that. So there's some legal dispute between the Lubavitchers and some other sect of Jews over this property. Therefore they can't expand it, even though they want to expand it. And then, these Mesochist Jews come in and they're like, well, we're just going to expand it all on our own. Additionally, they were saying like there's not enough room inside the place for us to like get in when we want because there's too many people always coming, so we need to make it bigger. So they just dug this tunnel that probably their entryway is that sewer grate by 302 Kingston Avenue, which is around the corner.
Around the corner.
Go down in there, then they crawl through to try and get in, and at one point it looks like the Lubavitchers themselves like blocked it off with brick. They cut that hole out, and so there's probably a period in that shul where the Jews were sitting there with that tunnel there and those Jews sitting in there. And then someone was like, no, we have to cover this up. So they covered it up with brick and then siding, but then they left the tunnel, and so the fucking kikes would still go down into their tunnel, and then they hear the city is coming to fill your tunnel in, so they start rioting inside the shul, breaking through to their previously built tunnel.
Because
while they wouldn't be able to break through that foundation block, if there was just like a shabby like brick work, they could easily just knock that through with some hammers.
That's what they did. Which I'm surprised like how much they've the way they took that apart like laterally, like along the length of that wall, is like how fucking structurally compromised.
How fucking retarded are you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, is that building like showing signs of like sagging and buckling?
Dude, I really wish the city hadn't caught them and the building fucking just collapsed.
Oh, that'd be so great.
That would have been fucking ideal. Like,
instead, we have this.
But like,
Shonda.
Yeah, no,
oh,
that's
God.
The funny thing.
It's Shonda.
It's like this is a load bearing wall. You are literally going to fucking. You are literally going to fucking collapse that fucking house.
Man,
is this what Einstein said? They
Neubauten. Cop, I built that shit.
No, that was new buildings. This is like collapsing shabby buildings. What is that, like Einstürzende? Like, what's old in German? Old buildings.
Yeah. What did they hope to achieve by this resistance? They think they were going to stop the New York Police Department?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they care. They just fly into a rage at shit like this. They, you know, there's another video, the famous video of the cop going around. You've seen that one? Have you seen that one yet?
Is that the We Don't Do This Cop Dog? Yeah,
get that one. That's a little bit further down.
Have you seen the meme?
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Meme where he's like, well, I'm just going through. Oh, there we are, popping out of the grate. So somebody, Stu Peters, is pals with, his geolocated. This is outside of 302 Kingston Avenue, right?
Yeah, which is around the corner from the Bot House.
Actually, I don't know if that's right. Because that's a single door, and I swear to God on the Google Maps.
There it is. That's my favorite part right there. Oh, my God.
What's that?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, look. Oh, just in general? Bring up Google Maps.
This is a single door. On Google Maps, on Street View, this was a double door. No, it's not.
I've got it right here. It's not. Okay. I'm looking at it right here.
Where'd that go?
In front of, now, that building is labeled on Google Map as Kofel Tifere Zakhinim, temporarily closed. So that might be the building.
Due to AIDS.
Wait, oh, that.
Shul is closed due to AIDS.
We got a major Jew infestation in the tunnel system over here. We got to clean them all out.
Dude, on Google Maps, that grate is, which is not actually a sewer grate.
Okay, you're right.
That's
a single door. I don't know why. Yeah, this is.
It looks wider on that view because of the way it distorts when you turn to the side.
But yeah, you can see when he runs over to this shop over here where all these kids are. The thing they got wrong is, like, that's not a children's. Oh, it says, like, this is like the sort of, like, the weird, like, paranoid people that I guess they're not experienced enough in anti-Semitism yet. Like, the underground Jewish tunnels found in New York are connected to the local children's museum. It's like, well, that would be a Jewish children's museum if that were true, because there is one right there. But
well,
it's not actually connected
to that.
Well,
if you look at actual Google Maps, I don't know if you want to bring it up on the screen.
I have it right here.
Is that Eastern Parkway in Kingston?
This is Kingston and Union. Whoa. There's Eastern Parkway. 770
okay, so if you
is
see,
right
if you
here.
Look, see where it says Kofel Tifere Zakhinim?
Yes, that's where that,
that
is.
That's where he popped out.
That's 302. And you can see there's the food truck that was on the street view. It's right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's the matzo ball
food
truck.
And if you go north to the corner of Eastern Parkway and Kingston, no, you're too far. It's on the other side of the street. Like the Dreadle? Jewish Children's Museum is like right.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. On my view, I don't have that.
That's
odd.
What's
the address?
Right here on mine.
It's not over here on the other side. Oh, Bellissimo Custom Hats. Come on, there's no custom. Like, they sell one kind of hat in that area. Give me a break.
There's only like one kind of hat, yeah.
Actually, two. The big fuzzy one and the little round one. La Tupi. Dreidel. Oh, a chocolate espresso bar. Is that where they buy nigger children?
That's like right in front of the fucking Jewish Children's Museum, dude.
So they just, let me,
There's Mendy's Kosher Deli.
Oh, there it is.
Deli
Jewish Children.
Chocolate.
When I zoomed in, it's children.
Right. So yeah, that's.
God
so
damn
that's
it! I can't talk.
Across,
Jewish Children. This is not just across the street. This is across the street, but it's like set back. Oh, is this like an alley? Is like a Spite House entrance right here in the alleyway? Is this the entrance to it here?
Like it.
Yeah, that's across the street from this. So that's probably where those kids are, in the
yes
photograph. Where is that? So this is probably the entrance to it right here, and it's set back a little bit. Like a Spite House in the alleyway, and then these are the chocolate, that's probably the chocolate factory right there.
Dude, that's actually funny. In the,
So it's interesting, if the grate was there, that would imply that the tunnel was going under Kingston Avenue, but it's apparently not, according to that. The tunnel ends here where my cursor is, where this Kofel Tifere Zakhinim, whatever the fuck that says. That's 302.
Yeah.
And then 770.
That's not actually a food
and then
truck.
And then 770 is over here. So this is the shul.
Right.
This is where the cops raided. This is where that. This is where the tunnel starts or ends, I guess is how you look at it. And it comes all the way over here. And then allegedly it must go out into Eastern Parkway somewhere, because that was what you were talking about yesterday.
No, I was wrong about
that.
I think they were claiming that it went under Kingston Avenue. I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah.
I'd have to look more into it. We might never actually know, but it seems
the city's going to cover up as much as they can. They've exposed enough of it to like get basically other Jews from other sects, like, you know, okay, we got to shut these weirdos down, and they're doing crazy stuff.
Well, it looks like the Chabad themselves tried to block off the place that they had knocked, the wall they had knocked down into their fucking shul.
Yeah.
And it just shows, I think there's a number of different issues. Now, Gavin was on Twitter defending these people.
Oh, it's a great way to expand your real estate. Like, illegally. Also,
but it's also that's retarded. Like, I'm sorry. That's very stupid. And then he said, the problem is they don't understand life. And I'm like, I don't think undermining a building foundation is like a nuance of modern life.
They don't understand modern life.
They don't
I think that's actually, they don't understand modern life.
Burrow.
But I'll say this, I think that the idea of
burrows, man.
It's not a modern conception, though, to not knock out a fucking load-bearing wall in a building. Like, I think they knew that is going as far back as ancient Rome. They knew this, right? Further back, the Egyptians understood this. Like,
it's so funny. They don't understand how not to live underground.
Well, it's like Gavin. It's like I will take your concession that Jews don't know right from wrong, and they will just. But I don't take that as an excuse for them to do wrong. It's like, yeah, I'd say they know right from wrong, and they have no problem doing wrong because no one ever stops them, including you, Gavin.
Right.
Like, this is not a way to expand your real estate. I thought you were some kind of. I thought you were some kind of private property respecting fucking libertarian. Like, you know, you own a fucking conical wedge to the center of the earth out into the sky, sort of, but you don't. There's mineral rights. There's, you know, you can't just tunnel under stuff. Especially you can't tunnel under next door, even if it's all Jewish stuff. Like, you're not allowed to do that, Gavin. And it's not about not understanding. It's about we are allowed to take this because no one's going to stop us because we're in New York City and this is the fucking Messiah's house and everything around it belongs to the Messiah, therefore. And we're just going to, there's going to be no actual penalties or consequences. They're going to fill the tunnels in and tell these people to go on their merry way and don't do that anymore. And they're going to be mad and they're going to continue their zoning battle, I guess, or their building permit battle to try to expand.
Yeah, there's
this
some crazy
property.
But it's not a battle with the city necessarily. It's a battle with some other group of Jews.
Yeah.
And they have, if you go, there's a website called expand770.com.
Yeah, they have
these crazy renderings of what they want to do with the area, and I'm like, you Jews are never going to be able to build that shit. I don't even know who did that for you on a computer.
You couldn't even draw that.
Yeah. So yeah. See, this is what they want to build. Now this looks nothing like it looks.
Oh yeah, that's
what's
not
there.
There. That's
looks nothing like.
Wow. What is this nice fucking brownstone in the middle?
Well, that's supposed to be 770. That's what it looks like. But if you go and look at 770 Eastern Parkway from the outside front of it does look like a nice old brownstone mansion, right?
God, look at this.
But yeah, they have there's look who's in that picture, right? Scroll. Look who's next to him. Look who's next to
BB?
Yeah, that's BB. That's BB with the Rebbe and a bunch of these Chabadnik guys. Yeah.
Oh man, it's brutal. Is this them? Are these jackhammers? Are they building? Are they digging?
They're
tunnel right
digging
now?
A tunnel.
They're digging the tunnel.
make a donation. Shit, it actually looks
No, they're literally digging a tunnel. Look at them. They're like, look, that's where we're gonna go live. They're pointing down into the ground. They're like, we're gonna go live down there.
If you just give me straight up the choice of all right, well, which Middle Eastern group would you like to be predominant? Just give me the Muslims at this point.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been saying that for a long time. Yeah, this is an idea of what they want to have on this whole area.
Renderings, yeah.
It does seem to encompass the place where they popped out of the sewer grain, so the sewer grate. So,
I love the brutalist architecture, but then we're going to light it up. Oh, the lights will make it look cool. It definitely doesn't look like this imposing dystopian collection of boxes now.
Yeah, 302 is somewhere over, this is the entire block.
Yeah, it's almost the entire block. Yeah.
So this is orientated. So this starts here, it goes all the way here. Yeah, it would probably because that's the whole this entire block, Kingston Avenue between Eastern Parkway and Union Street. Right? So
go and you look at the front of 770 Eastern Parkway, it does look like a nice brownstone mansion.
As I was saying, this is Union back here and this is Kingston and this is Eastern.
Right.
So that is the entire block. So their tunnel is somewhere over where this tree is.
Right.
So that building does encompass the entire half the block is over here. Like the rest of the block is going.
But Orthodox Jews have never built anything even that nice. Like everything they do, they occupy spaces already built and they make them shittier and shabbier.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to just fall into what some people would call an anti-Semitic trope when you discuss this. Like, okay, so you moved into a building that somebody else built. And the next thing you know, you're tunneling around and under the building like literal termites, rodents, what have you. I can't think of any positive association that you could even draw to this kind of behavior.
No.
What kind of burrowing animal? Like groundhog Jews? I don't know.
You think they'd be able to get away with like hiring some goy to like design and build this building and then not pay them? Like you just
yeah
like,
right.
Just can some goyim come over on Saturdays and make our building and then like you get out
if
of
you, go
you stiff
and look.
Them up. Just stiff
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you go and look at Eastern Parkway and the homes, once you go down the street, not towards the Children's Museum, you go look at the other way. The houses are nice. Like, they're nice brick brown. They're not necessarily brownstones, but they're brick, and they have, like, that granite inlay with the stone around the doors and windows. They're nice houses. Like, that wasn't – I'm sure that that house, that mansion there was built by some goy. They had good taste.
How do I change my –
And then when you go down the street, the other homes on the street look like that. And they're probably all occupied by filthy kikes at this point. And they want to like replace it with like a bunch of brutalism, but they actually look, you know, granted it's close together. It's Brooklyn. The homes are right next to each other, but the houses look nice.
How do I get
I got
this thing
a bad
to give me
case
the...
of tunnel Jews?
Yeah.
I saw that in the comment section yesterday. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Bad case of tunnel Jews.
All right. There
dude,
we
there's
go.
Some nice looking houses on that street.
I changed the map. I changed the map view. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Architecture.
So yeah,
now
go
it's
to
all
Eastern
confusing.
Parkway there. Drag the little, take the little dude in the lower right, and drag him onto the street.
Drag him
right onto the Eastern Parkway there. Yeah.
Oh, that looks terrible. Look at him; he's like dangling there. He's swinging around like a hangman. All right.
And then you zoom in, so now turn to the like you want to go to the right. Which is the so you go like you the way this goes you go like the opposite other way.
Why do you
turn it? If you got like a city
inspector and they're checking for it,
you're going the wrong way. Basically, that's the Children's
Jews,
Museum.
Like, what do they look for? Are they looking for like signs of bagels? Maybe some whispering in Yiddish? Like, how do you go and detect the tunnel Jews? Is there like a program for that now?
Why am I going to the right? I don't understand this. Like,
just drag it, dude. Just drag it the way you want to go.
Oh, I see.
There you go.
We're trying to figure out how to use the...
You go that way. Yeah, he doesn't know how to use Google Street View. Now, if you turn to the left by dragging to the right...
Hey, there's one of those Jew ambulances.
Is it a Jew ambulance or an American ambulance? I couldn't tell.
It said Hatzla on it.
I've been looking at this Street View.
You've been looking at the Street View all night?
Yeah.
Looking for more random tunnel Jew appearances popping up.
Oh, yeah, look at this. It's a nice area. I wonder who lives there.
Yeah, all those houses are all filled with fucking kikes. But yeah, there's a little
I wonder if there's a little tunnel in between those shrubs right there. It's popping up right there in the front yard.
Yeah.
Like a little trapdoor spider.
I mean, from what I understand, like these tunnels, like this is an excuse to just like carpet bomb the area, right? They've obviously got some.
I would
a
say yes.
There's a military command and control center underneath 770. This is 770 right here. So this is his house. This is
the
Rebbe's
house
right here, and then this is the.
Like I said, at one point that was a nice house. I mean, you know, you got the brickwork, you got like the nice granite inlay or the stone inlay.
But it's literally infested with rodents that are undermining the foundation. They're undermining the foundation.
They're
like
literally
the
eating away
problem.
At the walls. Like,
I mean, it's not an anti-Semitic meme. They're doing it. They're destroying the foundation of the house.
Oh. Why is there
and
a
it's all
in
like
way?
Shabby. Wild once stuff. You go, once you look like if you go above and you look like behind these buildings, there's just a bunch of trash. And shit
in the
backyard.
The house you're talking about, 770, they had like a fucking drop ceiling or something installed in there.
Yeah,
that's in the basement. Yeah, they took an old nice. I don't know what style of architecture you would call it.
Ah, so here's like, 302. All right, so this is literally right. This is the mikvah building right here, right?
Up here? That is.
That's next to 770.
What does that say?
So if you look on the,
I think that's the mikvah building.
Yeah,
that
and then
that,
this is
that
the,
is
this
that
is the grate
right
for the tunnel.
Is the abandoned
that
mikvah.
Gets in there
the
and then
other one,
and then you can tunnel over to like the house is 770. Or are they playing pretend that this is seven? This counts as 770 also, right? That's what it seems like they're doing.
They're basically saying like the whole fucking thing is
the whole
all
block is 770.
No, I think that they
all of Brooklyn is 770. New
I mean,
York State
they
is
probably,
770.
That larger building there on the corner, they tunneled under that.
Yeah,
I think
that I believe
they
that is
under that building.
That would have to be the mikvah because that's next door to
which
770.
Which is I think,
which is their little bathhouse where they can fucking do God knows what to each other.
No, that's called that building is labeled the Jewish Learning Network. I think that's like a, I think the mikvah is actually that that building where the grate was in front of, and then the other larger building is like a dorm room or something where they stay. I have no fucking clue. All right, like again, I don't know.
But this is
the way these things are
this
labeled.
Is the world Chabad headquarters.
Lubavitch Media Center.
This is the Chabad Lubavitch. This is the world headquarters. This little brownstone brick house right here. That's it. That is the is HQ.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. That's who.
And it's just because that's the house that that rabbi lived in. That's just that's like, who, that was just like his house.
That's who Donald Trump works for.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Mitt Romney tried to work for, failed. I mean, it all goes right to here, where they all come.
Jews from Israel make pilgrimage to there.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah. So it's like I said, at some point, expect there to be like barbed wire and missile strikes and concentration camps and occupation troops in Brooklyn itself.
Yeah.
Because that's just what Jews do.
What they do.
That's just what Jews do.
Not to mention
that
whatever
Italian
else they do.
Italian cop, he's like, I want to clear out the whole shul. I got to clear out the whole shul. We got to clear it out. Because they're going to come in and fix it tonight, and we got to clear out the shul. And then this fucking Jew is like, well, we clear it out. We need to expand it. And he's like, that's not my problem.
We need to expand it. It's like, well, not tonight, you're not. What do we got here? Oh, you know what? I think I have this tab muted. Let me unmute it. So we can listen to a couple more of these, all these fucking crazy kikes in their fucking video, in the video here. Maybe we have that one. What is this? So he's trying to like talk some sense into these fucking chanting fucking
basically
fucking...
I think that's the current head rabbi of Lubavitch.
So you got these genetic fucking mistakes that you're trying to calm him down. Like he's the
He's one of them too. But like you know,
he's the one that he's like the adult in the room.
Yeah, I got to push back on genetic mistake. These are mole rats. They just look different than us. They're a different species.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I mean, they seem to be very adapted to subterranean life.
I'm sure this young man is gonna face grave consequences for what happened, and he's gonna have to live with having a record, right? Like the boy, who's gonna step in and defend him from his charges here? Charges of being a little too.
He's gonna get released with no charges.
Yes, that was a joke I was doing. Same with this fucking fat retard. You know, he's gotta make sure these guys get whatever the hell they want. You gotta make sure. Oh, you want some more babies to rape? Ah, what are you gonna look at this guy in the back? Like, hey, I'm walking here.
Dude, these organizations they have are so they're so
Did I just close that? I just fucking close that. God damn it.
They're so like back. I don't even understand there's labyrinthine themselves, like the organization of this stuff. Like there's a bunch of different so that's not actually the head rabbi, so it says Agudas Hasidai Chabad is headed by Rabbi Abraham Shemtov. That was not Rabbi Abraham Shemtov. So that's some other fucking kike who's trying to wrangle these people. I don't know. I have no idea.
Stop.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, shoot. Why is
that? They want to fix this tonight. They need the shoe clear.
And to... Why? We need to expand something.
Yeah, but not like this.
Listen, Jews, if you want to expand your shul, you got to do it. You got to make sure you do it safely so none of you get hurt.
You don't do that in America.
You don't do that in America?
I wish it were true. I wish it were true. But well, no, obviously they do. They did. But I like how he identifies. I like how that cop kind of knows. He's like, you're from Israel, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
So you just like you just do what you want with land and property. You just take what you want and do whatever you want with it. You don't have any regard for others at all. Yeah, I get it. That's what you do in Israel. But like, yeah, I understand. You do that in Israel. You see something, you're like, I want to just dig a tunnel there. I want that land to be mine, you know, not yours. Look at that. That's like a nice in-between frame shot there.
The overpowering desire to dig a tunnel.
It's like that's the modern Roman, that fucking WAP. Like, we don't do that here.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, the Jews are still like, they're still like Roman soldiers are still like pushing these fucking
literally Roman soldiers are still having to deal with this shit. Yeah. How long must this go on?
Yeah, we have to break this cycle of history. Like, we have to stop having these Italian like armed Italian men like go in and deal with these fucking out of control kikes like doing crazy wild shit.
His ancestor probably had to build a siege ramp at one point.
Yeah,
in time.
Yes, definitely, obviously, yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Is there anywhere even to wash your hands in that shithole?
I don't think so. Like, these people are actually, this is something to understand also, and I'm sure this isn't going to come as a surprise to anyone who's never physically encountered these people because you never lived in New York or anything. They fucking...
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Stink.
Oh, they smell real bad. Yeah,
They smell so bad.
I was looking at that swarm of tunnel Jews, and I was like, oh, imagine the smell.
It's just very, like,
surprise. Like, you can actually be in a crowded room filled with white people where you are not overpowered with the stench of BO and just like stale sweat and BO and like God knows what else, because white people like actually bathe themselves and at least try and look somewhat presentable, not all, but some, before going out in public. But if you go to a crowded church, you're not gonna encounter the overwhelming waft of like disgusting body odor. But with those filthy kikes, dude, there was a comment on one of these sites from one of these Jews that said, like, well, that literally commented on the overpowering stench of BO in that shul. And they said it was because it just wasn't big enough. And I'm like, no, it's also because you people are filthy and don't wash. Like, you're just gross people. Like, you just have bad hygiene habits. And I don't know why. It's not like you lack funds. Like, it's not like you're poor. Like, all these people have money. They all have money from, like, filthy... Oh, like disgusting trades, like
they're nasty. They're just nasty people.
This is gross. Yeah,
yeah. I think I summed up world history there for a second, because I was saying that Romans build siege ramps, Jews dig tunnels. That's all you need to know. That's it. That's all you need to know.
We got this guy. This guy. This is Wayne Lambright surmising that the tunnel over to the bank. It's like, why? They don't need a tunnel.
They already control the
bank. It's their bank.
They don't need a tunnel to that. That's just
he's walking the front door, do whatever they want. Oh, so you go launder cash over there. I'm like, Habibi, my sweet summer child. Like, what do you think?
The bank is like the one place. Like, yeah, we don't need a tunnel to that.
I mean,
we already own that.
Go get Sam Bankman fried, and let's talk about like, how do they get away with financial crimes? Well, they only don't get away with them and do them to each other a little bit too hard. Someone notices, like Madoff, you know. Mm-hmm.
So. Like I gotta say, the Hamas tunnels are significantly better constructed than the Lubavitch tunnels, too. I like how, like, we're in a tunnel for this show. Like, we still have the Hamas tunnel background.
Yeah. I'm not changing the other tunnel. Fuck that.
No, because we don't go in that tunnel. That's not for us. Dude, when I search tunnel, I get this story popping up, but then I also get it on like Wikipedia. They get like just like the Wikipedia definition of tunnel. Tunnel. A tunnel is an underground passageway.
A tunnel is an expansion of a shul. The tunnel is a shul.
So Let me see. If we go back to let me see, if I go to like let me go to crownheights.info. That's always a fun place.
I'm also frankly very disturbed by the fact that these Israeli Chabadniks, like, they just come back and forth between Israel and Crown Heights.
So crownheights.info has this story updated. Chaos in 770 after attempt made to close tunnel under 770. They have many of these.
I mean, those
same...
are the kind of problems that you're going to run into if you got Jews in your walls. You're going to occasionally have to close down things. You might have to do some structural reinforcement. You got to find a way to humanely remove all your tunnel Jews first.
Yeah. Mm. So, dude, there's more here if
guys,
you're interested.
What do you think Muhatar has to say about the Jewish tunnel?
What the fuck is that?
What's this, some ordinary gamers? I don't know. He's just this, like, sometimes when I go on the Twitter,
dude,
without being logged in, it gives me, like, Muhatar stuff. He's just a game YouTuber, but he's got a video on investigating the New York Jewish tunnel.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Before we do that, you just have to bring this image up because this is one of the funnier images from the whole mess. Like, this is fucking funny. This is what I was looking for. This picture.
What, this one? Yeah, this is the kids inside the tunnel. This is the kids inside the tunnel. They're, oh, look at this. So they knocked out
this. Are those jacks?
Yeah, they've got house jacks and what looks like 4x4s holding up the rest of whatever is the compromised structure. So instead of the wall, they've got jacks. Which is
that's not
fuck. So two were visible. I wonder how many there are actually. But yeah, they're just sitting under the building.
You can see the block sagging. You can literally see that block sagging
they're just
right
studying
there.
Under there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
really
you
how
can.
You do
can't
that.
You? Wow. Yeah.
Holy
and these buildings,
shit.
These buildings are built out of like stone. Like they're built out of brick. They're heavy construction. This is like. Also, who knows when this building was built? Who knows how old that mortar is? Like, you know.
I love how it's like they're Jews, so they're going to be stingy with how many floor jacks.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be stingy like, about all of it.
I would put two of them over. That'll be enough.
I would think
there's
need,
that one Jewish kid, but the rest
need
of
a
them,
beam going
like,
across. Just, you would need something to straddle those two and then continue, because like, it's just...
You need to have the jack holding up something that distributes the because the point the jack doesn't do shit.
Listen,
if it's
Jack.
Just one little
listen, Jack.
Yeah. Listen, Jack.
How do you open tunnel?
Like
interest?
The weight would have to be just the weight held up by the jack would have to be distributed over a wide plane. Like you don't just having that 2x4 is not doing all that much work.
Supporting the block directly to the right of it or to the left.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is. Yeah, that's dangerous.
I mean, it's like there should be another one, a third one right here visible, and there's not. So this is kind of haphazardly done. They just threw that under there. Oh, because you know what? This is the edge of it right here. So I think this is where the concrete is back, because these are where the bricks kind of go up. Oh, my God. These fucking rats.
The best is they have all their Torahs and Talmuds and shit.
Why couldn't they're in there
studying Torah. That Jew is in there like reading from his dumb book.
Why can't they just have
He's
these
like, you're not going to stop me from studying Torah in a tunnel. I've dug a hole underground to study the Torah, and you're not going to stop me, New York City police.
You know what is going to stop them?
Gravity. Unfortunately, like, again, once again, the New York City authorities stepping in to save these dumb kikes from themselves.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. There's no volume control in this video. Let me see if I can just mute. Let me mute the tab. Mute tab. I was looking at this video here. Oh, it's like one of those video applets where you can't rewind or fast forward. Oh, because it's fucking Instagram. I'm just pulling these guys
out. I like how
out.
The beginning was one of those like short lady cops who looks like she's super fat because of all like the police gear that would look normal on like a normal sized man, but she's like a tiny little woman with all this dumb police gear on because we have to have women police.
No, I think she's actually thick. I was checking her out earlier.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's my style. I'm down with that.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Look at this guy. He's like, why are we redeeming?
Okay, so is this guy? This guy is going to be talking about it. I want to hear.
I've never like this guy. This is a very mainstream like gaming YouTuber. Is gross. I don't know why he's mainstream. I don't know why he's popular, but I don't also.
Yeah, I have no idea why someone like this would be.
Today we're going to be looking at some Jewish tunnels today, ladies and gentlemen. That's a pretty wild thing to start the video off with, but of course, as some of you may know, there's been a developing situation in the last less than 24 hours, I would say 12 hours, of a...
Just watching this person's face as he contort, as he like makes his animal noises, dude, like disturbing.
He's just not... I don't know why you don't watch this guy.
Well, precisely because I knew how there's going to be some level of cringe here.
A pretty prominent...
No. Also, I know why we're doing it. I'm saying I don't know why he has like actual fans and followers. Maybe they're all Pajids.
Since he's brown, I'm hoping he's like based.
Synagogue in New York, the Brooklyn area, actually had what appears to be an illegal 50-foot tunnel burrowed within it, connecting buildings together. So, obviously, this is a matter of serious public safety issues. When
what
you're,
a privilege.
You know,
he did refer to it as a burrow.
You know, codes without the proper practices. Sometimes those tunnels can cave in. A lot of times they absolutely could. And usually when cave-ins happen...
Wait. Those tunnels, as if this is like a... This is
a regular
a
occurrence.
Like, oh, yeah, those tunnels. Yeah.
But again, I'm getting too ahead of myself, okay? So this whole situation started off with...
Trying to think of a pun between, like... You got miners, and you got tunnels, you got Jews. The miners takes on a different meaning.
Yeah.
Tunnels. You got
basically a chaotic scene at a Chabad headquarters in...
Chabad! The Chabad.
Crown Heights. That is Brooklyn, New York. After Bosherim ripped wooden panels to prevent a cement truck from sealing off the recently discovered...
Bosherim? Is that the unmarried...
But,
Hold on. Is that the like word? That is like if I ever do a Burtzum parody, that's the band name I'm using. Like Bosherim. Man, Vark would be pissed.
Yeah, instead of Burzum. Children of Bosherim. Children of Bokrim.
Children of Bosherim. That's so good. That might be today's show title. I was just listening to Bodum the other day. That band is so fucking silly.
You know, you got that parody, thinking about Jews.
Yeah.
You need to change the words to that tunneling.
Well, I'm thinking of that song that Meraki did, like Rouse.
Yeah, Rouse.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that was Shout, right? You mentioned that last night.
Rouse. You didn't get out.
For tunnels.
Sheep's a disease we can do without.
That's what a Bosherim was, and according to the actual definition, it appears that they are a young, unmarried youth. So, younger individuals. That's what it is in Jewish youth, okay? That's what it comes down to. So, I'm going to play...
I wonder if that actually means, like, doesn't really mean that. It just means, like, you've graduated from sex abuse victim to perpetrator. That's what Bosherim
really
means.
Yeah, that's basically
means.
What that means.
Like, now you're, instead of being the child molester,
you're the
child
molester. Maybe
it's
like an in-between stage where you can be both.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
It's like a phase of transition.
Yeah, because they don't stop molesting once they get married, right? Well, then they just have their own, they make their own victims, I guess.
Right. So I did want to say, like, I know that there's a lot of people talking about, like, sex abuse tunnels and rape tunnels and kid transport tunnels and such. And I would say, I understand why you think that and why that's a fun meme to go with, but I think that probably it really is that they're just trying to like expand their dumb shul, because I don't think they need like a 50-foot tunnel to do those other crimes.
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure they
tunnel to the bank.
They're going to keep doing that, like, now, and they were doing it before the tunnel was there. Like,
right,
the
like
tunnel,
that was before,
keep,
and
like,
they're not changing that. That's happening now. One thing I would say though is that there was in that Vice article which came out several years ago. About like the sex abuse machine or like the rape assembly line or whatever it was called,
yeah.
The Justice Report linked to it. It's a classic article in Vice about the sex abuse in the Brooklyn Hasidic community. A lot of it was happening in their mikvahs, in their ritual baths. There, that was a place where the sexual abuse was going on. So just to say that right there. Anyway. So what do you got here? What are you looking at?
Oh, they're saying that the prep in the car video isn't working. I'm trying to see if I can fix it.
Oh, okay. Well, we should keep watching.
Yeah,
go ahead. Fucking guy.
We'll keep talking. I'm.
Oh, well,
I see what I did.
I wanted to listen to more to this.
Okay, well, you have to keep talking because I have to fix this video in bed now.
Okay. All right. What's so,
Mike is professional challenge impossible.
I'm trying. I was thrown for a loop. So
what? You had to talk. What threw you? Like, oh my God, I have to filibuster?
I don't know. For once in his life, he can't think of anything to
when
say.
When you tell me I have to do it, it's
like you put him on the spot. Like, talk, Mike, talk.
Yeah, no.
Hold like, on, let me start saying something, and then you start.
I'm like a self-starting person. I need to, you know, when you tell me to do it, that's when I can't do it. It's like oppositional defiance disorder. Like, I just can't.
Well, I think I fixed it.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I remembered to look over here. Chaya Raichik had some fucking stupid shit to say about this. Let me pull that up. Wait, here we go. The disgraceful teens who dug underneath a well-respected synagogue did so on their own after being explicitly told not to.
Highly respected.
They went against synagogue leadership. Oh. Gen Z was taught that nothing is more important than their feelings, and now they're emboldened to act entitled and spoiled with zero regard or respect for others.
I'm sorry, but to equate this to, like, Gen Z is one of the shittiest... I'm actually thunderstruck. As if, like, these insular Jews who literally have no reference points outside their own shitty rat tunnel-dwelling community and their fucking Talmud verses, they literally, these people are the most, their culture does not intersect with the mainstream culture whatsoever.
Well, here's my
question. This is not Gen Z being, like, obsessed with their own feelings. This is fucking retarded.
If you're a Zoomer. Yeah. If you're a Zoomer listening to this broadcast, chime in the comments if you've ever felt the overpowering urge to dig a tunnel, to go burrow.
No, these Zoomers hate work.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just a Gen Z thing.
No, that's millennials. Millennials would never dig a hole. Zoomers.
Have boomers finally graduated from like shitting on making everything shitting on millennials to shitting on zoomers? Have they actually upgraded their firmware on that?
There was something on Bank that effect yesterday. You could probably look that up. I'll probably find it for you.
It seems like boomers have moved on from like millennials, from blaming everything on millennials and their feelings to now blaming everything on like zoomers and their feelings.
Those poor millennials that will never have.
It's
a
like, dude, I've never met a more fragile group of people. More invested in their own shitty feelings than fucking boomers.
Right.
Boomers is not what you're like some hard asses that don't like having your... You can deal with having your feelings hurt. No, you can't. You literally cannot.
You know what?
Oh, man. I'm going to shit on boomers for a second here.
Yeah. You're going to be stirred up because my favorite boomerism is whenever they feel the need to give you like a story about their own lives that's completely out of context with whatever the fuck is going on.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to actually talk about that
we're mentioning the story boomers.
About the kid that shot the school up, the tranny kid that shot the school up in Iowa on the New York Post. This is a little old. This is a little outdated, but this is some good boomer hate. You're going to like this.
Yeah.
There was a comment in the New York Post because it was the story basically says that it was a story about came out a couple days later saying it turns out this kid was like bullied by his classmates or something like that, right? And this boomer goes on, and of course there's probably like tons of comments like this, and you can sound very familiar. This boomer comments in the New York Post. He's like, "Well, when I was a kid, I was bullied. I moved to a new school, and I was bullied. So one day." I waited outside my locker, and I sent the bully to the hospital with the black eye and a broken nose. Problem solved. After that, the bullies never bothered me again. I'm like, shut up. That never happened. You're lying. You're full of shit. And, like, I love the boomer, like, tale of, like, how, like, yeah, all it took was a little bit of a, you know, a fist to the jaw and a little bit of manliness. And then and that bully respected me after that, and I didn't even get in trouble. You know, my dad took me fishing as a reward for standing up for myself. And I'm like, shut up. You are lying.
That's what I'm talking about.
That story is made up.
Even if it's true, they feel the need to answer questions.
It's not true. That boomer never punched anyone and sent him to the hospital.
But they always try to relate it to some sort of personal anecdote. It's like, wow. What? Why are you doing that? Like, this is like something we talk about abstractly, empirically. You don't have to turn everything into a story about where you give me half your life history and how courageous you were doing such and such.
Well, do you guys want to watch Fox News for 3 minutes?
I had a Fox News clip I was going to ring up.
Is it
but
this
it's probably
one?
Not related. Oh, here we go.
What Gen Z and millennials want from work in 2024.
Okay, let's go.
This is on Bang. This is where the thread that had the smothering someone with a pillow.
Oh, wait.
Image.
I actually found the boomer comment. Can I read it verbatim?
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
Go for it.
It says, I knew I had it. It says, I got bullied my freshman year in a new high school. It continued until I caught the leader of the bullying crowd vandalizing books in my locker. I surprised him and put him in the local hospital for a broken nose and jaw. Problem solved. Neither he nor any of his buddies ever bothered me again. School principal put the assailant in an alternative school. As a reward, my father pulled me out of school and we went fishing. The problem today is, one, bullied kids are afraid to stick up for themselves. Two, most public schools administrators punish both parties to a one-on-one fight or will try touchy-feely mediation or both. On four, too many absentee fathers.
Oh, you mean there's niggers around? Yeah,
so
there's niggers around.
Every single element of this is wrong and fake. This boomer never ambushed a bully outside his locker and gave him a broken nose and jaw and put him in the hospital. Never fucking happened.
No.
How often when two high school kids fight, does somebody have a broken jaw?
Maybe he himself is a nigger.
No. No. Niggers just say like, shit.
Shit.
Like they don't, that's like, that is like a fucking self-obsessed, like, boomer who is just telling bullshit fables about like
telling stories.
Oh yeah, when I was bullied, I stood up for my. You know, what I'm saying like every boomer has a story like this, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's interesting how all boomer stories like they're the winner of the fight, and after that, the problem was solved, and everyone respected them. It's like, does a boomer ever tell you the story like, yeah, I was a bully, and then I was ambushed, and I had my ass kicked, and after that, I respected the kid I was bullying. You'd think at least like. Half Great. Of them would have to tell that story, but none of them ever tell that story. That's interesting. Anyway.
Because their story is like an autobiographical movie.
Yeah, that's it's like what happened is you watched The Christmas Story.
I just thought of a useless turn of phrase.
And you like, that's me.
I just thought of a useless turn of phrase thanks to this boomer. It's like pounding the pavement ape.
Nice.
Someone wants to work with that.
No, because
I was thinking like, hey, what's up? You know you're only hearing half of the show, right? And it's being indiscriminately interrupted with these sales pitches because we just don't know how else to get your attention and get you over there. Our website, our podcasts are 100% listener funded. They're funded with your subscription. So if you could please do that, help us out. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Thanks.
Because
I was thinking that's the equivalent of like, well, I want to need another job. I just pounded the pavement, went and got a job. It's like in this case, you pounded the guy's face instead. You bootstrap, but it's like pounding the pavement ape would be if the boomer bully was black. But
in the boomer story, it wouldn't be the black. They would have stood up for a black person being bullied by racists.
Right, exactly.
So the boomer story would not be that they've stood up against a black bully. It would be like, there was a black kid in my school and the evil racist bullied him and I stood up for him and I beat the shit out of him.
I stood there and let him fuck my sister.
Blow, I said, this is for MLK.
No. All right, by the way, this is for MLK and I hate plagiarism.
Yeah. I hate plagiarism. And I hate special snowflakes.
Yeah. So,
boomers hate special snowflakes because they're white.
So let's watch this boomer content right here. I don't know if the content is good or if it's just the comments underneath it.
Who's this Jew on the left here? I'm assuming that's a Jew.
I have no idea. Man, Deucey's
already prepared to be mad.
Deucey's looking old as fuck. That's Deucey, right? In the blue suit.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not familiar with Fox.
I came up with this thing for myself called Bare
Minimum
Day that I've been doing for the past several weeks.
A lazy girl job is something that you can basically quiet quit.
The 9-to-5 schedule in general
is crazy. Yeah, it is.
Crazy. Gen Z and millennial workers sure challenged their bosses this past year. So how should employers respond in 2024? Ramsey Solutions career coach Ken Coleman joins us now. Ken is a father of two daughters, 18 and 22. I'm just going to reserve my own comments. How should parents and employers deal with this?
What? Pay more? Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
Why does he have a pocket square?
Well, I need to understand that.
I'm sorry, this fucking video I put is...
Yeah, the Fox News video is the worst, literally ever.
No, it's awful.
Like, what is it? Why does it keep?
Because it wants me to watch whoever, like, one of these,
Mr. Anderson. Yeah, but it's also, but I want to watch the one video. Like, I'm already trying to watch one of your videos.
What is Trump versus Anderson? Is this like a Matrix edit? He's gonna fight Neo.
Oh, so now it's working on you.
Oh yeah, it is, Mr. Anderson. All right, here we go.
They've got to mentor and coach these young employees. It's not as simple as just they show up.
What are you talking about? It sounds like they have it figured out. They show up to work. It's not important to them. They're not important to their employer. They're getting paid as such, so they just get away with it. It's like, what's the problem?
No, there's no problem.
This
like,
is the this is the fucking,
is fucking bullshit.
If you
this
don't
company
like,
is gay. The problem I'm just is, here to collect a check and fuck you. Yeah,
conservatives
you
like want to pretend right. that this is not like a this is a free market response to your fucking capitalism.
It
system.
Is. It is I a mean, total... if you think about it, slacking off on the job is giving yourself a raise.
There is no, yeah, there's no way to get into a better position and get better pay other than to quiet quit and have bare minimum Mondays. I applaud these people.
Up and they know what to do. And that's on the parents, by the way. So we parents have to be careful on what we say because we collectively have allowed this environment. But the key here is you're going to have to coach these younger employees more than you have any previous generation. Right. And that's leadership. So and, welcome to the game.
And Ken, the thing is, a lot of these young Americans, you know, over the last 3 years have been under COVID rules where they work from home and stuff like that.
Yeah, can't have that. Got to make sure everybody goes back to work. I know somebody. Ah, never mind. I don't want to do that. I hate using. I don't want to use like a friend. Oh,
hate
okay.
What, this what's type just, of content.
What's just
so fucking much.
What is happening?
This out of touch bullshit that is only. It's literally appealing. This is appealing to like the stupid prejudice of like retirees.
How did that happen?
It's so fucking
oh
annoying.
Oh my fucking God.
The history of video players.
Why did it go
no,
to
it
the other?
It is absolutely the worst video player. It just doesn't
myself
work.
Called Bare Minimum Monday that I've been doing.
Should parents and employers deal with
this? They show up and they know what to do. On what we say because we collectively have allowed this environment. But the key here is you're going to have to coach these younger employees more than you have any previous generation. Right. And that's leadership. So and, welcome to the game.
And Ken, the thing is, a lot of these young Americans... you know, over the last 3 years, have been under COVID rules where they work from home and stuff like that.
A plane on fire.
The four-day work week is probably going to be a thing.
Oh, my God. That would be awful.
It absolutely is.
Oh, my God. At least can we get them to do, like, 16-hour shifts on a four-day work? Oh, my
who's
God.
Who's
going to
pay my Social Security for the four-day work week?
Why this obsession with the five-day work week? That's an arbitrary number of days.
I'm looking for the three-day work week.
Why would you... there's nothing that's going to make me more angry than a fucking retiree just mouthing off about like how we need to have we can't have a 4-day work week. Fuck your 5-day work week. Fuck your work week.
It's going to be a thing. I don't know when, but it's been tested for a 6-month trial in London, England, and it came out pretty conclusive that productivity did not dip. It's also being tested in the United States as well. So I think it's going to be industry specific, and I think it's going to be leader specific. What I mean by that is you can't just shove 5 days of work into 4 days without some.
No, you have to get 4 days of work in 4 days. Actually, try to expand 3 days of work.
No,
into
what's
4 days.
Happening is you're getting like
so everybody
getting,
has
like,
a better
2 days
life.
Of work stretched out over five.
Oh my God. God, it's trying
and,
to autoplay that.
You know, yeah.
Systems yeah, I mean, it's got to be like, advantageous to that specific industry. So we'll see how that develops.
I mean, Ken, it's funny to watch those clips. It's funny, you know, we watched the girl who's crying because she has to work.
Bare minimum Monday.
Yeah, and this girl's talking about taking breaks and working, overextending yourself for minimal pay. We all did it. So we all think the way we did it
no,
was
you
the
didn't.
Best way.
No, you
and
didn't.
So,
what are you, like...
You, that fucking blonde whore probably gave somebody a blowjob to get her fucking seat on
I
Fox
was just
News.
Say,
you never did any of this shit.
The other thing is, if you did it, you're a chump. Sorry.
Also, if you did that, you're stupid. Like, fuck working.
I was a chump, and you should be a chump. Everybody be chumps.
These people just, like, they lived in that, like, early post-war, you know, it's that sort of boomer bubble where just, like, everything, like, all the boats rose together. Like, you know, you just sort of, like, existed through... expanding economic performance and you like just got promoted and your wages went up just because
you could
like,
literally
like that's
just
not
go out
no
and
it's
get
like no the future of the American worker is gig work of barely scraping by with like three different gigs like you don't understand it's like it's not like it was this is 1987 you know there's like these people are somebody like this lady talking about overextending herself like She's gonna be door dashing at night one day if she wants more money. Like the inflation is going to continue and wages do not follow that shit. And this is the system that's been set up. It's like holy shit.
James was telling me there's like some TikTok woman who's I guess she's like an exer who has kids and she's talking about how like my kids did everything right and they still can barely make ends meet.
Right, exactly.
And she is getting like just hate. For this, well, as if like, and everyone is saying like, no, like your kids must have done something wrong.
They trusted America. They trusted America and they trusted Jewish capitalism. That's what they did wrong. Everybody did that wrong. Everybody thought well, like,
it's, just, it's not just that. It's the people just say that she has to be like lying, that she can't be telling the truth.
Well, here's the thing. Me and James discussed this, and it's a well-known psychological phenomenon where if somebody gives you something, you just luck into money. Mm-hmm. You will start in your brain inventing reasons for why you deserved it and why it was something that you did. And that's literally the entire boomer generation. Right. Is they attribute all of the things that they accomplished strictly to their own hard work ethic.
Right.
When that's manifestly not the case.
Right. No, they don't actually have a good work ethic.
That's been studied. Their work ethic's no different than anybody else's work ethic.
Right. They just lived in this universal rising tide.
They lived at a time when the country had just won a major war. The economy was expanding. We didn't have crazy illegal immigration. We didn't have industry shift overseas.
You know what they did?
Competitors were destroyed. Yeah.
They were not.
It was a perfect time.
They were not living through the looting phase like we are. They were living through the boom. The booming phase, now it's the looting phase.
I remember years ago, my grandma being kind of confused by the fact that somebody like me couldn't just, find a job for an industry for a company and just work there for like 50 years. And
that was like 20 years ago. And I'm like,
my dad,
that's not how this works anymore.
Even my dad didn't understand years and years and years ago. I was like, you can't just like walk into a place and ask for an interview. You can't just call. Like, you have to go fucking online and have like a resume to send. Like, this doesn't work like that anymore. Like, if you want a job.
Yeah, getting a job, even when I was trying to work, like, I was able to get jobs, but it was a whole process around getting selected and interviewing and all that shit. And like,
the other thing is like the idea that you're going to work for the same company forever.
Yeah.
Right.
The company itself's not going to be around forever either. It's probably going to get bought up and sold. Yeah. And a pension.
Oh, no, forget about that.
Oh, pension? What are you, crazy? Health insurance? Let's keep going with this.
When we look at the next generation, we're worried about them. But do they have it all figured out? I mean, we did all work.
Maybe we did it wrong.
Maybe we did it wrong, because they're saying 38% of Gen Zers would rather have a middle class life if they can work fewer than 40 hours. There is something to be said for that.
Dolly Parton got it right.
Yeah. 40 hours. Yeah, you want fewer than 40 hours because like you're spending 3 to 4 a day commuting. A 40 hour, like an 8 hour shift is a fucking 15-hour fucking commitment now because of where you have to live to be able to work.
Yeah. That's why I prefer to work 4/10s or 3/12s. Well,
That girl is. That girl was crying about in the TikTok about having to work. It's like, no, she was crying about how she's got a 9-to-5, but like her commute in and out of work, it's like takes up her entire day, and she's got no time for a social life. She basically wakes up, goes to work, and by the time she gets home, it's bedtime. So go do it again.
Yeah, and then you just do it again. It's the worst. The fucking grind of that is the absolute fucking
just because you're like, just because you're an old person that's used to it doesn't mean it's good. You're just fucking, you're just trained and conditioned. It's not how fucking people are supposed to be.
But they also weren't used to it. They also bitched about their commute when they were doing it too.
I don't think it's only now that
they're fucking retired watching Fox and Friends that they look back as if they were like the hardest workers ever. It's bullshit.
Working 9-to-5.
Yeah, I think this is a very good point. Two things are happening here. Number one, what we see on TikTok does not represent the entire generation. I think we've got to be careful to paint this generation with a broad brush. I'm raising 3 Gen Zers right now. Here's what I think. I think that there are a lot of young people that will work hard and will bust it and get after it. But the second...
God, please check in with me in a couple years when your kids are in the workforce and their life sucks. Please check back in when they're going through the same shit.
Phenomenon you mentioned, okay, Ainsley, is very interesting.
Ken Coleman. Oh, Ramsey salute? Is that like David? Is this a Dave Ramsey faggot right here?
Is it?
Is that what Ramsey Solutions host means? I don't know.
I do think this generation has watched their parents and their grandparents work all the time, never turn it off.
No.
And that means working after hours. No. And I think because of that, they're saying,
Their parents and grandparents just magically have a lot of wealth and income. That's what they've watched. Their parents and grandparents didn't have, like, it wasn't obligatory to have, like, a student loan. Like, going to college and having a degree wasn't, like, a thing that had been dumbed down so that any nigger could do it, but you were supposed to have, like, a giant loan to pay off and that prevents you from buying a car, buying a home, or moving on from your life because you've got this student loan hanging over your head. I mean, that's just one thing.
Yeah, this is Dave Ramsey, by the way. Ramsey Solutions is the – which is basically – this guy doesn't have to work. This guy sells bullshit advice on how to work.
You lie to people on how to, like, basically you sell the hope that, like, their financial situation will get better. It likely won't.
I don't want that. So, I think that's the result there.
Ken, did you say you had three Gen Zers at your house?
I do. Yeah.
Are you doing dry January? Are you doing dry January?
I what? Am, as a matter of fact.
Good
He's
for
talking
you.
About like
wow.
are you
God
actually
bless you.
Like, drinking
right.
a lot to cook your oh. children.
Thank you very much. Appreciate taking
How
time.
How do I stop this now? Okay, it wouldn't stop. That was weird.
Dude, I cannot stand boomer fucking bullshit.
How do I get out of this player?
I cannot take it anymore. It drives me up the fucking wall. It makes
okay.
me. It's like
hold on.
Yeah.
Where's the?
So here we go. Ramsey next. Solutions. For those that don't know. Ramsey Solutions uses common sense education to empower people to win at life and money. Learn to work the baby steps, browse job openings, find resources and more, changing people's lives, ditch the stress of debt. Trusted advice for 30 years. So basically, this guy has been running a fucking bullshit scam for
yeah,
30
the Dave
years.
Ramsey stuff is just, it's like retarded stuff, no. like stop being in debt. Don't have a $400 phone bill. It's just, it's weird, stupid shit. There's an epidemic of technology addiction that has thwarted growth in our youth. Too much time spent on social media, playing video games. Not enough time spent reading and studying. It's really sad. Also, public schools continue to lower their standards for academics. It's a lot to unpack there, like when you just don't get what's going on. I don't know if that's a boomer or not, but it's like, well, the lowered standards, that's because of like affirmative, that's because of like diversity. The technology addiction, it's like, well, You could, as a parent, like take control over that, and that just has nothing to do with the idea that like the fact that going to work is torture. That the future, your economic future in this country is, it's not even like uncertain. It's just bad. You're most likely not going to get anywhere.
You just don't know. I mean, I think this woman on TikTok was saying like her children are like cobbling together an income from like a number of different.
Yeah, I've got her video in the chat. That's her being like the same panel, I guess, interviewed her. So it should have her clip and then the panel talking to her.
See, I have a senior literally in high school people. Who receives literature from colleges and universities all over the country. The alarming thing is that many, if not most, are now test optional. There are no merit-based requirements to attending these institutions. Our institutions of higher learning are not requiring them to work to achieve anything. Yes, because that's so they can let like niggers and beaners in. Like, if you, I assume this is probably a white person. It's like your child is going to be excluded, not
your,
on the basis of any merit. This is a different
excluded.
Fucking set of fucking problems that you're not seeing. You would probably recoil at if I told you what they were. You'd be like, oh my God,
yeah,
how dare
if
you?
We actually described them to you and asked you to say something about it. I mean, they hide some of these anxieties behind things like wokeness and critical race theory and stuff. But it's like, no, fact is, white kids are simply being excluded from access to wealth and power in this country.
Here's a giant lie right here. I think the
and even just a middle class life at this point.
I think the larger looming issue is a lack of young people in skilled trades. Like, no, that is a psyop. That is basically
That's a made up thing. Boomers like make things up. I'm sorry.
Race thing. That's telling white kids or telling conservatives, forget about public life. Forget about public institutions. Forget about being an elitist. Go work HVAC. Yeah, now you're successfully out of the way of fucking, you will never steer the ship of this fucking pathetic culture when you're installing the AC, when you're working on the heat. You might as well be digging a tunnel under the building because that's the only way you'll ever have an impact on it. That is the thing that's going on. It's like, oh, college is for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's not for you, Whitey. It's not for you, conservatives. It's for brown people. It's for niggers. It's for Jews. And it's for people with the, like, it's an ideological, like, self-selection tool to make sure that nobody wants to interfere with this. Even though conservatives themselves, they have no problem with, like, the mega capitalism that runs the society anyway, but it's like, I guess they don't like the.
Well, they want it to be like they have a problem with like touchy feely, like what they see is like touchy feely values stuff, which is like literally that is all like the fake bullshit that covers over like how brutal this society really is. Like if you actually want like a society where people are like given hard things to deal with and like, you know, I don't know. It's like you grew up in like the softest, literally the softest fucking part of this country, the softest era for people living here, the easiest times. And like you talk about how like you had to like hammer out your own way and all this. It's all bullshit. It is nonsense. It is far harder to cobble together a living and you have far more uncertainty today and you actually have to put up with far more hard things and deal with a lot more shit than boomers ever fucking did. So get out of here. This idea that they started with always talking about millennials. Now they're always talking about Zoomers. Oh, they've got it so easy. They're always talking about their feelings. They're so shut the fuck up.
As a college professor, I see the Gen Z mindset every day. This is from Pawpaw 7493. So we've got a locked on the target here. Students who complain that 2 hours a week of homework is too much. It is. Fuck you.
It is too much. Fuck
don't
homework.
Don't do optional practice exams. Why would they? And then grumble because the test was too hard. Put off completing research papers until the last minute, like kids have always done, and are surprised when they receive a failing grade.
I did that my whole fucking time they're in shocked. School. Like, they're shocked. You literally do the paper the night before it's due. Like, what else? What are you talking about?
They're shocked when I catch them cheating by trying to submit someone else's paper or one created by AI. Get angry at me because I tell them to put down the damn phone during class. And yes, I'm a proud boomer who worked my way through all my college degrees. Well, you know, you mean you don't have a big like giant student loan balance hanging over your head when you got out of school? That must be nice. Working at both full.
So you never put off doing a paper till the night before.
Oh no, he worked his way through college.
He didn't actually work then. He's a college educated bourgeois piece of shit. All right.
Well, he worked his way through college, working at both full and part time jobs, to be able to go to school. So you worked the jobs that paid a lot more, and you went to college that cost a lot less. Got it.
Yeah.
You see the problem?
Yeah. My dad actually did the same thing.
And then he built a successful company and raised 3 hardworking, successful children.
Oh. He built a company. This is also the boomer.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this Svenpai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free riding. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm Svenpai's top guy. What am I going to do? Seven Sun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
The anecdotal boomer.
So,
man, I hate the fucking anecdotal boomer. I hate them.
Here's another one.
Fucking much.
So the shark, the shark 721 replies to him, I used to have 2 hours of work a day, at least. I ended up retiring as a merchant marine captain at 55. I'm glad
Who fucking cares about your dumb life? Like, shut the fuck
listen,
up.
Listen,
I'm a merchant marine captain.
I'm glad I did my homework. I'm glad I did
your money.
I'm glad I did my homework. I'm now 67, a millionaire, and a happy person. Learn how to handle money. Invest while you are young. You will get older. Do not think you won't. Do your homework, kids. It will pay off.
All right. Oh, so I guess what I really need to do is make sure that I'm born in like 1955.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the dumb thing.
Success.
You fucking idiots. You weren't born during the most boom time of the entire country. Like, you fucking morons.
I hope that Pawpaw and the shark, I hope you're not giving away, like, your millions that you claim to have to, like...
I hope your fucking investment portfolio gets stolen by kikes.
Well, I just hope you're not giving away when you die to, like, your alma mater. Like, you know, you're
they
over...
Are.
You're
they
over...
Are.
You're over...
You're giving it to a nigger ball team. You're giving it to your favorite college nigger ball team. Garen fucking Teed. Garen fucking Teed.
All right.
These millions you have are going to go to some fucking, or you're going to, or like 2 years before you die, you're going to buy an expensive boat or like a fucking hugely expensive RV. And then the rest of it's going to go to a nigger ball fucking college football team. Garen fucking Teed.
So what do you have here, Alex? Browning. Well, let's do this. Worried mom goal. Let's do that in an hour, too. That sounds good.
Yeah, we're about
ready. That's
for
a YouTube
a
video as well, so you wanted to deal with the horrific,
to deal with the awful
Fox News fucking player.
All right, well let's take a quick.
The
break.
Fox News player is not built to pause and comment. You're just supposed to watch it all the way through.
It's a boomer website for boomers.
Right. So you just the videos just keep coming and playing and playing. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Daily Show Up. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!